This is Trivia for Kids, where it's not just for adults anymore.
Welcome, everybody, to episode 106 of Trivia for Kids, the podcast. My name is Casey.
And mine's Ren.
And we are excited to be with you this week to bring you some new trivia, some hopefully new things to learn and fun along the way, right?
Yeah.
How are things today, Ren?
Good.
Good. Just kind of an easy little Sunday here, hanging out. Weather's not great, so you get to hang out inside with your parents and siblings and all the fun stuff. You guys don't fight ever, so we don't have to worry about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. That's why we usually have to say, everybody to your own rooms, or everybody go into a separate room. But it's almost spring, and it's going to be warm, and you guys can play outside, and life's going to be good. We also have something really exciting coming up. What is it?
Vacation.
We're going on vacation. We haven't been on vacation since last year when we went to Italy. So where are we going this year?
Well, we have been on a vacation, but not like a good long one. We just got back from one.
Yeah, I don't know that you can count Des Moines as a vacation. I mean, we love Des Moines, but I mean, we're talking like a real take some time, days off of school vacation. Where are we going to go?
Airplane.
Not on an airplane, yeah. We are going to Florida. Yeah, it's very exciting.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to go hit the beach and get some vitamin D on our pasty Iowa skin, right?
Yeah.
Hopefully we'll be careful and not get any sunburns, though, because the last couple of times that we've gone, that first day usually catches some of us by surprise and we end up looking like tomatoes, right?
I had peely skin all over my face and I looked like a tomato.
Yeah. We put on sunblock, but then you didn't reapply quick enough and got a little sunburned. I got sunburned because I missed. I put on sunblock, but then I missed an area and then that got... Anyway, we're going to learn our lesson and we're going to be diligent about sunblock, right? But yeah, I'm really excited to go. Are you?
Very much so.
Very much so. I wish it was tomorrow. It's not, but soon enough, we're going to go. Are you ready for a few jokes, my dear?
Yeah.
All right. The first joke comes from listener Bailey.
Thank you, Bailey.
Did you hear about the kidnapping at school? It's okay. They woke up. Did I have you worried? No worries. Just taking a snooze. All right. Joke number two comes from Caroline. Thank you, Caroline. Why don't you play matching with eggs? Because they can easily be scrambled. Man, you can't ever match them up because they just keep scrambling and mixing you up. So don't do that with eggs. The next joke comes from listener Razy.
Thank you, Razy.
What do you call a bunch of cars? A lot. You know, like a car lot. A lot.
Yeah, that was right in front of my face and I didn't realize it.
And our last joke comes from listener Asher.
Thank you, Asher.
And Asher is a Patreon subscriber and it's his half birthday this week. So happy half birthday.
Yeah, happy half birthday.
Is a half birthday just happy? Happy, Asher. Get it?
Happy birth. That one's better.
Happy birth, Asher. All right, knock, knock.
Who's there?
Cargo.
Cargo who?
Cargo vroom, vroom. Beep, beep. He wrote in there that I had to make the noises too. So hope you liked it, Asher. All right. And with that comes the trivia. Let's go.
Let's go. Here's how the show works. Trivia for Kids consists of 5 rounds with 7 questions each. We will announce the answers at the end of each round. Each new round will have a different category. After the 5th round, we will have the final exam, which will test you on the toughest questions we have covered in the previous rounds. Everyone ready? Let's get started.
Round number one, the category is small creatures. Smaller, small things. Question one. What is the name of the venomous snake found in North America with a distinctive sound on its tail? Question two. What type of amphibian is an axolotl? Question three. What down under country are bearded dragons native to? Question four. What is the name of the insect known for its ability to produce a loud buzzing sound by rubbing its wings together? Question five. What is the term for the protective outer layer of an insect's body? Question six. What is the name of the insect known for its ability to produce light through bioluminescence? Question seven. What is a type of wingless parasite that feeds off the blood of humans and animals such as cats and dogs? And here are the round one answers. Question one. What is the name of the venomous snake found in North America with a distinctive sound on its tail?
Rattlesnake.
It is a rattlesnake, and they have little rattles in their tail. Their tail is almost like hard, and they have little beads in there, and it makes a sound, and that warns you that they're there. Don't get too close because they're poisonous. Question two. What type of amphibian is an axolotl?
I don't know.
An axolotl is a type of salamander.
Oh, I knew that.
Yeah. So cute, axolotls with their little frilly things around their head. So cute. Question three. What down under country are bearded dragons native to?
China? No, Japan.
Bearded dragons are native to Australia. Good day, bearded dragons. That's what down under means. Usually when you say someone's down under, that means Australia. So that was the hint. Question four. What is the name of the insect known for its ability to produce a loud buzzing sound by rubbing its wings together?
Cicada?
The answer is cricket. Crickets rub their wings together and make a noise.
I like
the sound of crickets.
Yeah, they're really cool. I don't know why.
I think the sound of crickets makes me think of like sleeping in summer and under the stars and camping, even though I don't camp very much. But question five, what is the term for the protective outer layer of an insect's body?
Their exoskeleton.
Their exoskeleton. That is correct. Question six. What is the name of the insect known for its ability to produce light through bioluminescence?
Well, lightning bug, or however you want to say it.
Firefly or lightning bug. That is correct. So during the summer, there's all kinds of lightning bugs in our yards. And so the neighborhood kids run around with jars and collect them. And it's so fun. It's such like a summery, classic summery thing to do. I love it when you guys catch them. Question seven. What is a type of wingless parasite that feeds off the blood of humans and animals, such as dogs and cats?
Tick.
Yeah, ticks or fleas. So a flea bite gets red and swollen and is really, really itchy, which is why dogs and cats get like real itchy when they have fleas. And a tick will stick on your skin. Like if you get a tick on you or a dog or a cat does, it will stick to your skin and suck your blood and it blows up like a tiny little blood balloon. They are gross. Yucky.
That does not sound very pleasant.
Round two. The category is transportation. Question one. What is the term for the vehicle that is used for carrying passengers or vehicles over rivers and other bodies of water? Question two. Which animal was historically used as a mode of transportation in many parts of the world? Question three. Steam, diesel, and electricity are the most common ways of powering what type of transportation? Question four. What is the name of the device at the end of a motor that is used to move boats through the water? Question five. What is the name of the vehicle that is used for transporting goods by air? Question six. A rudder is used to steer what kind of vehicle? Question seven. What is a powered industrial truck used to lift and move materials over short distances, often found in warehouses? And now the answers to round number two. Question one. What is the term for the vehicle that is used for carrying passengers or vehicles over rivers and other bodies of water? A ferry. Have you heard of a ferry?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that
it could also been a barge too, probably. Barges could probably carry vehicles.
I was going to say like a cargo ship or something.
Yeah, cargo ship could work too. That could carry people in. Yeah, I'd give you that. Sure. Perfect. Question two. Which animal was historically used as a mode of transportation in many parts of the world?
Horse.
Horse is correct. I would also give you credit for camel or donkey or... There's probably other animals used in transportation. Question three. Steam, diesel, and electricity are the most common ways of powering what type of transportation?
Cars?
Trains! I don't think there are any steam cars. Maybe. Maybe back in the day there was a steam car, but trains is the answer. Question four. What is the name of the device at the end of a motor that is used to move boats through water?
A propeller?
Yes, a propeller, that thing that spins around on the bottom of a boat motor. Question five. What is the name of the vehicle that is used for transporting goods by air?
Airplane or helicopter?
I'm going for a cargo plane. So you said a cargo ship, and this one's cargo plane. Question six. A rudder is used to steer what kind of vehicle?
Boat.
Yep, a boat or a ship. And actually, airplanes have rudders too. A rudder is that thing on the bottom that turns.
Yeah,
like,
that's like...
It kind of moves back and forth to make the boat turn a certain way.
It's kind of like a rudder.
Question seven. What is a powered industrial truck used to lift and move materials over short distances, often found in warehouses?
semi-trucks?
A forklift. Oh. You know, you've seen a forklift in a warehouse that goes and picks up the pallets of stuff and lifts it up, moves it over, puts it on the shelf, brings it down, does the thing. A forklift.
Right when you said forklift, the first thing that came to my mind was The Office.
Oh, The Office? Who drives the forklift in The Office?
Daryl.
Round number three, the category is the human body gross edition. Question one. Our bodies make mucus to trap tiny particles of diseases and environmental irritants and keep them from traveling down into our lungs. When that mucus dries, what is it called? Question two. In a lifetime, the human body produces enough what to fill 500 bathtubs? Question three. Healthy people do what between 12 and 25 times a day? Question four. What is the scientific term for the buildup of dead skin cells on the scalp? Question five. Babies don't do what until they are at least 1 month old? Question six. What is made of mostly water, electrolytes, and waste products? Question seven. Spread across their lifetime, most people spend an average of 1 whole year sitting where? And now the round three answers. Question one. Our bodies make mucus to trap tiny particles of diseases and environmental irritants and keep them from traveling down into our lungs. When that mucus dries, what is it called?
A booger.
Boogers! That is correct. So if you don't want to eat diseases and environmental irritants, don't eat your boogers. Easy as that. Why didn't God make boogers taste worse? That's one thing I've never been able to figure out. We shouldn't eat our boogers. We shouldn't. Why don't they taste worse than they do? You ever thought about that? And also, how does everybody's finger fit into their nostril hole? You know, some guys have big fingers, but they have a nostril hole and it fits in there. Yeah, Ren is giving an example on the YouTube video right now if you want to see her nostrils fit into, or her fingers fit into her nostrils. So, anyway. Question two. In a lifetime, the human body produces enough what to fill 500 bathtubs?
Pee?
The answer is
spit. I thought
when you
said bathtub, I thought of water.
Spit is the answer. 500 bathtubs full of spit. Wow.
I just thought of pee because, I don't know, bathtubs carry water and pee is like a liquid. So.
I bet it's more than 500 bathtubs of that one. Question three. Healthy people do what between 12 and 25 times a day? Pass gas is the answer. Toot or pass gas 12 to 25 times a day. Gotcha. Normal. Totally normal. Smelly, but normal. Question four. What is the scientific term for the buildup of dead skin cells on your scalp?
Dandruff.
Dandruff is correct. And sometimes it flakes off of your head and falls onto your shirts. And then you have white stuff on your shoulders. And then you have to use a dandruff shampoo to get rid of it. Question five. Babies don't do what until they're at least 1 month old?
babble, talk.
Cry actual tears. How interesting is that?
I remember hearing that like on the internet where they just cry and no water comes out. But when they turn 1 month old, it's just like a waterfall coming down from their eyes.
Though no real tears until they're 1 month old. That's crazy. Question six. What is made mostly of water, electrolytes, and waste products?
Sewage?
Pee or urine? If you do not urinate enough or hold your urine for too long, it can cause your kidneys to stop working. So it is not good to hold it in. Just go to the bathroom when you need to go. It's important. It's important to get all that stuff out of your body. Question seven. Spread across their lifetime, most people spend an average of 1 whole year sitting where?
On the couch?
On the toilet. You spend a whole year in your lifetime sitting on the toilet. Isn't that crazy? I love that question. That's crazy.
That is disgusting.
Round number four. The category is English words with foreign origins. That basically means English words that come from words from other countries. Question one. What fruit's name comes from an Arabic word meaning yellow citrus fruit? Question two. Which popular condiment name is actually an Asian word? Question three. Which entertaining word is a Japanese word that means empty orchestra? Question four. What Arctic bird's name is derived from the Welsh language? Question six. What type of restaurant actually comes from the French word for coffee? Question six. What popular American food comes from the name of a German city? Question seven. What mode of transportation comes from the Swedish words motor and peddler? And now the answers to round number four. Question one. What fruit's name comes from an Arabic word meaning a yellow citrus fruit?
Lemon?
Correct. Lemon's name comes from the Arabic word layman, meaning yellow citrus fruit.
Oh.
Question two. Which popular condiment name is actually an Asian word?
Ketchup.
Ketchup. Ketchup may seem as American as burgers and cookouts, but the word itself may come from a Cantonese word that means tomato sauce.
Well, that's
who'd have thought? Question three. Which entertaining word is a Japanese word meaning empty orchestra?
TV.
Karaoke.
Oh.
Get it? It means empty orchestra in Japanese?
Yeah.
Because you're singing without a band or anything?
Yeah.
Makes sense once you think about it. Question four. What Arctic bird's name is derived from the Welsh language?
I don't know.
The answer is penguin. The name of this cute Arctic animal is derived from the Welsh language. Pen means head and gwyn means white. penguin.
I should have guessed that because I was thinking of the air. Like, what flies in the Arctic? And I was like,
nothing.
Question five. What type of restaurant actually comes from the French word for coffee?
Cafe.
Yes, cafe. Very good. So if you're going to drink cafe in Paris and in America, you go to a cafe to have a burger and fries. Question six. What popular American food comes from the name of a German city? Hamburger. This traditional American cookout food actually comes from the name of the German city Hamburg. Hamburg, huh. Hamburger. So,
huh.
Question seven. What mode of transportation comes from the Swedish words motor and peddler? Moped. Sometimes they're so easy, you just overthink
just
them, right?
They're in front of you, and you're like, well, it can't be that because that's too basic.
Nope. Round number five. The category is Disney princesses. Question one. Which Disney princess has a father named King Triton? Question two. What is the name of the Disney princess who is skilled in archery and wants to change her fate? Question three. In Beauty and the Beast, what does Belle trade her freedom for? Question four. What is the name of the Disney princess who is cursed to sleep for 100 years? Question five. Which Disney princess disguises herself as a man to take her father's place in the army? Question six. What is the name of the kingdom ruled by Princess Jasmine's father in Aladdin? Question seven. What makes Flynn Rider come back to life at the end of the movie Tangled? And now the round five answers. Question one. Which Disney princess has a father named King Triton?
Ariel?
That is correct. Ariel is the daughter of King Triton. Question two. What is the name of the Disney princess who is skilled in archery and wants to change her fate?
Merida.
Merida. She's from the movie?
Oh, Brave.
Brave. That's right. Question three. In Beauty and the Beast, what does Belle trade her freedom for? For her father's freedom. Remember, the Beast has him locked up and she says, if you let my father go free, you can have me. Remember?
That's right. I was like, did you missay that? Aren't you talking about Ariel?
Question four. What is the name of the Disney princess who is cursed to sleep for 100 years?
Sleeping Beauty.
What is her name, though?
Does it start with an A?
Yes. Her name is Aurora.
I had it. I was thinking of Amanda.
Amanda was not it. Question five. Which Disney princess disguises herself as a man to take her father's place in the army?
Mulan.
Mulan is the answer, yes. Her dad is kind of old and not well, but he's the only man in the family, so he technically has to go to war.
But
and Mulan
then
doesn't want him to because he's not. Yeah, so she pretends to be a man and goes in his place. You go, girl. You go, Mulan. Question 6. What is the name of the kingdom ruled by Princess Jasmine's father in Aladdin?
It popped out of my brain.
You were in Aladdin like a
I know.
I... The answer is Agrabah.
I had a brain fart.
Agrabah. Question 7. What makes Flynn Rider come back to life at the end of the movie Tangled?
Her hair?
No, because her hair gets cut off. Do you remember?
Oh, that's right. Or her tears?
Rapunzel's tears. Yes. Because the mom cuts her hair off with that piece of glass and then it turns short and brown and then he gets stabbed and then she cries and then her tears fill his body back with life and he's alive again. And now it's time for the final exam. Now remember, you've heard these questions in the previous rounds, but these were the hardest ones we've had. So use your memory and try to think back to what the answers are. Question 1. What country are bearded dragons native to?
Australia.
Question 2. Babies don't do what until they're at least 1 month old?
Cry actual tears.
Question 3. What is the name of the kingdom ruled by Princess Jasmine's father in Aladdin?
Agrabah.
Question 4. What type of restaurant actually comes from the French word for coffee?
Café.
Question 5. What is the scientific term for the buildup of dead skin cells on the scalp?
Dandruff.
Question 6. What is a powered industrial truck used to lift and move materials over short distances, often found in warehouses?
Forklifts.
Question 7. What popular American food comes from the name of a German city?
Hamburger.
So we're going to start out our shout-outs this week with an apology, actually. So what happened was last week, listener Mason gave us the idea of doing a Star Wars question. And we had the Star Wars question in the episode. We recorded it. I emailed Mason's mom and I said, send a picture of Mason for his shout out for the social media. And she did. And everything was good to go. And then she emailed me and she said, Mason wasn't mentioned in the shout outs. So when we were recording it, I have my list of shout outs and I'm looking up and down from the camera and the microphone and everything. And I jumped right over Mason and completely forgot to say his name in the shout outs. So Mason, I am so sorry that I disappointed you and missed you last week, but Mason is so cool. He forgave us right away and he was like, that's fine. Just put me in next week. So here's your big shout out, Mason. Thank you so much for the Star Wars idea. You're awesome. I'm so sorry we missed you last week. And now here are the rest of the shout outs. English words with foreign origins comes from Alice and Oliver.
Thank you, Alice and Oliver.
Bearded dragons comes from Noel.
Thank you, Noel.
And Noel has a bearded dragon. Axolotls comes from Aston.
Thank you, Aston.
And Beckham and Savannah.
Thank you, Beckham and Savannah.
Potty comes from Eden.
Thank you, Eden.
Human body comes from Kate.
Thank you, Kate.
Disney princesses comes from listener Maeve.
Thank you, Maeve.
Trains comes from Maverick.
Thank you, Maverick.
And we've got a couple birthdays this week. Our first birthday goes out to listener Maya Rose. She is from New Jersey and she's turning 6. Happy birthday, Maya Rose. Happy birthday, Maya Rose. We hope you blow your nose. Happy birthday, girl. Does your hair have some curls? And happy 7th birthday to Miles.
Happy birthday, Miles.
Happy birthday to Miles. Hope you have lots of smiles. What else rhymes with miles? I hope you don't have snow piles. Oh, no. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Miles.
And we have another 7th birthday shout out to listener Elliot. Hey, happy birthday, Elliot. Happy birthday to Elliot. We know you don't smell it. Hope you have the best day. Hip, hip, hooray. Elliot, happy birthday. And here is your conversation starter, Ren. Tell me about the best and worst parts of your day.
On regular days or on today?
Regular days.
Probably the worst, getting up in the morning and having to get up and go to school. And the best, nothing. Well, not everything's good, but like just like doing nothing, just like sitting there and just like...
When you can just chill and not have any responsibilities or whatever. Yeah, I understand. Those are good answers. All right. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Have a great week.
Have a great week.
You too, Ren. Thank you for listening to the Trivia for Kids podcast. If you have not done so already, please give us a 5-star review. Please subscribe to our podcast so that you never miss a new episode on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcasts. Follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Trivia for Kids Podcast. Don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel so that you can catch all of our live videos. You can email us at triviaforkidspodcast@gmail.com, and birthday shoutouts are available for Patreon subscribers.